Well, God two, me trying to tour zero.
Something about us performing on stage. Yeah. He just doesn't want it to happen.
No, pandemic in March, and then we were going to do some Florida shows this week, but then a little hurricane swept through. We had to postpone. It's fine. We're postponing, but we do have shows in Kentucky and Ohio next week. So Kentucky and Ohio,
stay on coming watch. For you.
Something is.
I would say
is coming.
And to, even if we are able to fly there, if we're on stage, I would say like hunker down in your basement.
Right.
Maybe a tornado bunker that you
tornado,
have.
Tornado. Maybe a good old. Yeah. Hey, I tell you what. You better not get swept away in the winds of a tsunami.
Yeah, actually, in honor of us not being able to tour, I watched a movie this weekend about tsunamis. And that way I could relate to...
Tsunamis, that's when the ground kind of shakes?
Sure,
like
yes.
Like your buddy at the pickleball tournament?
Yeah. Hard to play pickleball in these winds, like a tsunami out
Jeez.
Here.
Yeah, we had to get out of Florida because of the dang hurricane. I mean, just all the mud was sliding off the hill. So we'll see what happens in Lexington, but it's... And I guess it's hurricane... I'm a little confused because it was Tropical Storm Etta, but now it's Hurricane Theta. I think it might be two different things. But, I mean, Hurricane Theta I haven't experienced since college. Sorority joke.
They would come to town and everyone knew, take shelter.
Hey.
It's a Theta date party. Ooh. It's going to get wet. It's going to get wild.
I will say my late grandmother's name was Etta. And
okay.
So part of me was like, maybe she was like, grandson, you just need to stay home. Take care
stay
of your wife.
Think about me for a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, all right.
I was surprised there wasn't more jokes, which, granted, you typically don't see a lot of newscasters saying jokes whenever a natural disaster is happening, but it was spelled ETA. I was like, can we not throw in some jokes about, like,
right.
When's ETA's ETA for landfall? Not
right.
Once.
Weathermen
not
should.
Not once.
I think that should be, that could be a kind of a opportunity, a comedic weatherman. Everyone stay down, this tornado, it is going to do a lot of damage. It's going to wreck a lot of homes. It's going to do a lot of things. It's a twister. Speaking of which,
right hand red. Just kidding, you guys.
Just kidding. You're
but
gonna
seriously,
die.
You're gonna die.
Yeah. Twister. It's a twister. What is this? Who am I, Dorothy? By the way, that's the name of this tornado. And if you're a little girl named Dorothy, you are particularly susceptible.
Definitely
get
be scared
in the attic.
Be scared. Whatever
Just
your
kidding.
Parents
basement.
Are.
That's where you go.
And that's funny though. You're a
right.
funny newscaster.
True.
Tornado's coming. Get in the attic.
Yeah, he's like. Get up on the roof and look at it. And he's like, I was being sarcastic. Surely that, is that not obvious?
You guys know.
Come on.
I've always thought it'd be fun to have like a sports network of just like really funny commentators. Like they don't necessarily, they didn't play Major League Baseball, but they're
right.
pretty funny guys and
yep.
they know baseball.
Yeah.
I think that has entertainment value.
Or even if they don't know anything about it at all.
Sure.
Someone, so I'm not a baseball guy at all. I don't pay any attention. Don't care. Hate it. Dumb sport. It's...
Whoa.
Who surely it's declining
Whoa.
In popularity.
This quickly went from like not a big baseball guy to hate it,
hate it.
It.
Oh, I've ever told you this joke. There was a time when someone at this point, I got to be honest, but someone from it was MLB or someone, some very baseball type campaign was like, we want to hire Trey to kind of help promote this campaign. Is he a baseball guy? Of course, my manager being a good manager, he's like, yeah, Trey's a sports guy. And he didn't really know. He's like, Trey's a sports guy, of course.
Oh, you know, Trey Kennedy?
Like, yeah.
The biggest baseball guy I know.
So he calls me. He's like, Trey, you kind of like baseball, right? And I was like, I mean, to be honest, I don't pay a whole lot of attention, but like, sure. He's like, well, they want to do this campaign. I'm like, okay, just like, let me know. And I guess they hit him like, yeah, manager Jack, we went back and saw, kind of combed through some of Trey's old tweets and we found this one. Any insights on this? And it was me saying something like, it was like during game seven of like the Cubs winning. I was like, wow, most exciting thing of baseball and it still sucks or something.
So
like, any insight on this? Doesn't seem like the most exciting moment in MLB history maybe. And Trey said it sucked.
That's crazy that a brand went through your tweets.
I know.
Good for them. They didn't waste their money on you.
Like the OKC Thunder, which I'm a fan of, went back through some of my old tweets. They had hired me and they're like, we want to make this like a partnership. I think it went great. And like we went back and saw old tweets, and it was me, like freshman year of college, being like, Russell Westbrook is horrible. He will never win a ring. He'll never bring a ring to Oklahoma City. They're like, you got a problem with Russ?
Yeah,
they kind of call me out.
Why'd you tweet that?
And I doubled down. I said, this is back when Russell Westbrook was still in the Thunder. I'm like, I still believe that.
Yeah,
and I'm right. And he won't. He's an ineffective player. We don't have to get in. This is not a sports.
He was there 10 years to win a ring, so I guess you were right.
So yeah, we had to part ways. Sorry, sorry, management of the Thunder, that I should do your job.
Yeah.
That's classic.
But hey, Russell Westbrook, if you're listening, like, love.
No, yeah, yeah. We would love to come through and hang and
yeah, you're
have
awesome,
you on the podcast.
Dude. I love watching dunk compilations of you on the internet.
You super come, cool. You come on the pod, help bring the stats up, since that's all what you're all about. Oh. I'm just kidding. What were you even talking about? You were asking me
just
about...
Just natural disasters. I think we roll the intro music.
Well, yeah. Wait, any other natural disasters you want to... You're good?
I'm good on indies.
Maybe.
Yeah.
I think we're going to... We grabbed T Bell and back from that shoot once. That was a
that's also a natural disaster. Yeah,
in a
yeah.
different way, but
it was like the when you see footage of like a active volcano and
very
like
natural
magma is just kind of like, it's not a consistent spew, just like phew,
yeah, it's phew, kind of
yeah,
it's a little anticlimactic, but it still does a lot of damage.
And it's the infrequency is what's scary, and that's what Taco Bell gives you. It's the infrequency,
and then when it solidifies.
Yes, metamorphic that's, rock.
Yeah, I don't know.
Thanks for coming to science,
right,
you guys.
Roll music.
Please just do. Let's God bless. Let's God bless.
Pitchy, all over the place. All over the place.
I told you I didn't want to do this.
You don't want to do the podcast?
No, the theme song. I don't want to do the theme song. Can we just start?
All right, but now I got to save it. Let's get into the episode.
You should do less.
What?
Got any big plans for Turkey Day?
Turkey Day. Do you mean Thanksgiving?
No.
Okay.
Friday the 13th.
Oh, Friday the 13th. Yes, I always go bowling on Friday the 13th, and thus I call it Turkey Day. How did you know? No, but for Turkey Day, I don't have any big plans. I will be, I think, here in town. I think family's coming up here, and we will eat a lot of brown food.
Parents going to be there? See the whole fam?
Oh, so that is funny you bring that up. My parents both have the coronavirus. Apparently, they also, you know, kind of convenient. This comes right before we're all supposed to. I think they don't want to hang out with me, Trey.
Oh, hey, there.
I think they don't want to spend Thanksgiving with me.
Ah, COVID. COVID is a perfectly timed for the holiday season. Like, some people are like, thank goodness it's still around. Like, it's just, we don't think we should have the whole family together, you know, because of the virus.
Know, it's probably not safe. And also, grandpa's a racist. But, you know, the vaccine's still not out. So I don't know if we should.
Right. We shouldn't do that. I mean, grandma's getting very old. We shouldn't put her up to that. Also, I really don't want her to house me that I'm not married yet. So maybe we'll just Zoom call her for her because we love her.
Because of how much I love her.
Yes.
That's what she would want.
Yep.
Grandma would want a Zoom call.
Yeah. And just, you know, I've heard the obese are vulnerable. So Uncle Teddy, he should hang back. And it's not because I get pissed every year he eats all the pie. It's for him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And plus, he knows a lot of those Postmates guys anyways. So it'll be fun for him to see them again, wish them a happy Thanksgiving, see some of his friends.
Right.
Yeah. So I think my parents are up to something. I think they've got a little vacation planned and just right at the right time. Oh, weirdest thing. No, we just both came down with COVID right now.
Do y'all have any like traditions, or do you have any like staple weird food items that you have every year
at Thanksgiving,
like, in your family?
Out
in Missouri with my family, we eat bacon wrapped pig's toes, something like that. Or no, was that offensive? I'm sorry.
It was
okay,
but you know, I've got bigger things in my mind. My parents are dying from this illness, that's what I'm thinking about.
It's not funny. I'm sorry.
No, they're fine. That was a joke.
Okay.
I
knew it was a joke. That's why I left.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Natural disaster. Joke guy. I don't think we eat anything weird. What about you?
We have a classic. This dates back generations, I believe, but it's a salad. I love when kind of Southern people call Jell-O salads.
What
That's
is that?
The salad.
Why do they do that?
I don't know. I think it's just kind of, you know, you're dating back, you're overweight and poor in the South, like, you know, at this 95-cent Jell-O, we're just going to go ahead and call this a vegetable.
Yeah.
It's green.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
It is green.
Yeah.
But this one is an orange Jell-O, and you just finely chop up pineapple and carrots and mix it in the Jell-O and solidify it in the fridge. Pass me the salad.
Whoa. So, three ingredients.
Yep.
Pineapple. Mm-hmm. Carrots.
Yep.
Jello.
Yes.
Very vibrant colors.
Uh-huh.
Good for grandma.
Yeah.
But also fruit, vegetable.
Pasta salad. Yeah. It's never been named either. I don't know. It was just, pass me the, or pass me that, you point to it.
Yeah.
It's kind of, it looks almost a little radioactive.
Sure. There's it's a line kind of, in, sorry, keep going.
It's just, it's kind of a strange thing when you look out and you look at the things being spread and the colors are brown, little splash of orange.
Yeah. Brown, light brown, dark brown, hazelnut brown, like a, groundhog brown.
Like off-white.
Sure.
Potatoes.
And then just vibrant orange.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I get self-conscious saying that word. I don't know why.
Yeah.
I'm like worried I'm not pronouncing it right.
It's a tough one.
Orange.
Katie says orange.
See? I knew it. People have trouble.
I hate orange.
That sounds like the Laffy Taffy joke. Aren't you glad I didn't say banana? Mm. She's saying that all the time.
Laffy Taffy joke. This is my all-time favorite. I've never got it. Why did Amy... Amy is a kid. Amy's on the swing. Why does Amy keep falling off the swing?
Why, Trey?
She has no arms.
I don't think that's a Laffy Taffy joke.
It 100% was on one time. I feel like it was a misprint. Someone snuck it in, like at the factory. They're like, this is offensive. Like,
I put my 2 weeks notice in.
Yeah.
I'm
going to make this nugget person joke. And like, because she had no arms or legs.
Hmm.
And I was like, that is amazing. Thanks, banana flavor. Banana flavor is the best, by the way.
It does make sense. It would be hard to hang on to a swing with no arms. So I totally get it.
Yeah, the physics of it makes sense to me.
You would have to have a lot of core body control.
But someone had to have set the nugget person on the swing and then let them fall over. So that's a part of the joke that when you unravel it.
Yeah, someone was pushing
As
them.
You're chewing a Laffy Taffy, you're like, someone set this person up for extreme failure.
They just got to...
Who is Amy's caretaker?
I don't know.
Anyways, yeah, pass me the orange salad.
Speaking of Laffy Taffy jokes, my roommate's girlfriend has recently been, which sometimes people do this, it's just like the worst. Sometimes people who know what we do, here's a video idea for you. Or like, a joke for you.
Tell me.
Oh, yes. Hurry. I can't get my notes out fast enough. This is definitely going to be good. It hardly ever is. But honest to God, I don't know if she's kidding with how bad these are. So she was like, hey, I know you're going on tour soon.
It's just a friend of yours?
Roommate's girlfriend,
got it.
She's like, so I have a joke for you. The first one she tells me is...
She's dead serious.
I think.
I can't wait.
She was like, you know how like people, like accountants or whatever, or people who work in finance, maybe they'll say like, we have to run the numbers.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. She's like, you could say something about like, I can't catch up to my accountant because he's always running the numbers.
Man.
What do you think?
She told you that to your face?
Yeah.
And you, I said, hey, because he's always running the numbers.
Is that it?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
No, because he.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because he's account. They're running the numbers and he's like,
oh, okay.
You got to be fast.
No, for sure. Okay. Oh.
Better go catch it.
Oh, now I think okay. Now I think I get it. Yeah, you do like the head scratch thing, right? Oh, got it. Okay, cool.
Yeah. Oof. Oh, that's brutal.
Shit. I was like, that would work really well in a Laffy Taffy wrapper. I don't think that's more what I'm going for. But then she has an even better one. The next day she comes to me.
Oh, let's go.
And she says, all right, I got a new...
She's like, I think you close with this one.
Yeah, you open with it the last time. Good. This is what you leave them all with.
Yeah.
And she was like, all right. She like is giggling, like can't even get it out yet. She's like laughing so hard at the thought of this. I'm like, all right, here we go. She's like, she's improved now. She goes, so I'm thinking you start a sentence with like, all right, you're never gonna believe this, guys. And then you just say something that they would totally believe. Thoughts?
So here, Jake, I was laying up late last night. I was like, oh my gosh, I gotta tell Jake this. He's about to go on the road, he'll crush. But you lead the audience into thinking one thing and then you misdirect them.
Now there's an awful idea.
Okay. I'm keep going. Yeah.
There's potential, but yeah, so that was the idea of like, you're never gonna believe this during my run. What happened? I started sweating. And it'll be hilarious because obviously
Wait, this is her still going?
Yeah, that's what was like her example. Like, that's how I should deliver the joke. You're never going to believe this, insert anything that people would actually believe.
Man, this, I would love to see this girl do 5 minutes. She would realize. That's what some people need. These people are always like, I got an idea. It's like, you know, you make that video.
Yeah.
And I'll post it on my channel and it'll get 7 views. And then will you stop? It's like, you know what? How about I talk to Trey? You come on the road with us. You get us off started with three tight minutes. And she just says one thing. It's like, that was supposed to be cricket noise. Hold on.
Closer.
That was it. You try it.
That's pretty good.
That's what she would hear.
Yeah.
Man, that's great. A new thing happened to me is when anyone I'm around, they go, you're probably getting a lot of material.
Oh, yeah.
Moms, uncle, or, you know, I have one family member who low-key isn't joking when he's like, I'm serious. Hey, don't put this in a video. Some people are like, I don't want to see this in a video. And he's like, seriously, don't.
Seriously, you cannot use my name or face.
Yeah. Like, I just hate, I have this bit about my, that's, I feel like, would you agree, the stuff we come up with is all rooted in some sort of like thing we've experienced.
Like an observation, probably.
Yeah, and then you kind of elaborate, or maybe you make up details to just make the story flow. Yeah. So there's something about, like the true scenario, there, I do this bit in the show where the truth is my dad is like kind of raising me tough guy, and I am,
yeah,
not really. Like beforehand, people were complaining about the wires on the TV. Like, I don't know how to fix that. Derek was like, you could like put an outlet up here. Like, Derek, I could. I feel like I should get credit just for mounting this thing. Yeah. I was so proud of myself.
That TV is on a wall. That's pretty cool.
Yeah. And so then then there's little lies in there to just make the whole story flow. Like I say, my dad was the type to end the night with like a cigar and a whiskey, and I end the night with like sleepy time tea.
Mm-hmm.
I do that, but he
made up the part about
he didn't have a ton of cigars. No cigar. You ever had a cigar?
I have. No,
I think a cigar is a classic. There's a lot of thing men do. I think there's a lot of products that exist just because men are prideful and stupid. Cigars would be one of those. Like,
hey, belt buckles.
This fat thing. Yeah. This fat cigar. Oh, it's horrible. You suck this thing down. We literally know it'll kill you. And then also, it's just kind of a horrible experience. You taste it for the next 24 hours, but you look really cool. It's like MJ wins a ring and you put that in. It just looks cool.
Yeah. We're going to market this as a hyper masculine thing.
So I've had a few just for that only reason. I'm like, this will be cool.
Mm-hmm.
And then every time I'm like, ugh. And I've told my wife, like, do not let me ever. And I had a scenario. We were celebrating a friend's birthday. A guy bought cigars. I don't want one at all. But I'm like, it'd be kind of cool.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't do it. I'll never have one again.
Hmm.
It's a horrible experience. You would not like it. You don't even like bitter tasting sparkling waters. So you would not like
no,
a cigar.
No, dark chocolate? No thanks.
You're still on that? You're that childish with your taste buds?
No one likes dark chocolate. It's so bitter. Once you've had Hershey's chocolate, once you've tasted and seen.
Dude, your job and your taste buds are like 14.
Dark chocolate.
Which is, you're killing it.
That many people like dark chocolate. Women in their 40s no. like dark chocolate.
I don't know how I ever liked milk chocolate. It's gross now.
No, there's no way you believe
really?
That.
Derek, do you still like milk chocolate? Oh, yeah. Yeah, he does. Yeah. He has.
I don't mind the dark chocolate, though, but I'm with Jake on those 12-year-old taste buds.
Wow, sorry. You guys suck. Vegetables? Blah.
Milk chocolate's so good. I pounded at Hershey's this weekend.
I truly don't like it. Really? Well, mixed Reese's. No, everyone likes Reese's. Those are.
Huh? I said Hershey's. But yeah, Reese's,
you said Hershey's.
Are also good.
Whoa, I guess I really want a Reese's. Anyways.
Anyway, I bought a cigar one time, though.
Okay, that's cool.
Yeah, it was just like the gateway step into mm-hmm. whatever, someday smoking a cigar. It was just for a murder mystery party. I was playing the role of an Italian mobster. And yeah, even just buying one, I didn't know what I was doing.
One of my favorite stories of a cigar was I was traveling for work doing like a branded deal. And so the agency people, they're out buying the dinners and everything and business expensing it. And he buys a few cigars for like the team, the people there. I guess that's a business expense. I don't know. But he does it. He goes, oh, could I get the receipt? And the guy who checks him out had already just like moved on with the transaction or ripped up the receipt or something. He goes, oh, I got rid of it, but like, I promise it was that much. And the guy was like about to explain like he needed it for expense purposes, but he just goes, never mind. And I never forgot that because I'm like, the guy's like, oh, I'll just, Here, verbal receipt. You're good. It was what you paid for.
I promise it was $65.
It's like, could I record you saying that to send to my boss? Confirmed, $17.50. Verbal receipt.
That is good. The guy's just never heard of an audit before in his life.
I can't believe how many people try to give me receipts.
What?
I can't believe how many people try to give me receipts. I went to hang out with friends yesterday. I was like, I'll bring snacks. I just bought like a cheese board, $9. Why are you handing me receipts? What am I going to return this? Do I need to balance my checkbook over at a $9 cheese board? Who balances their checkbook? No one under the age of 50.
No, I don't even totally know what that means.
Would you care to know?
Sure.
I believe it's just like back in the day, you wrote down what you wrote your check for, and then you would like match it up with
like your checkings account.
Right, because I think mistakes could happen, but now it's so. It's just not a thing, right? There's no way. We're so advanced that there's no mistakes.
I should never have to do subtraction again in my life.
Right.
I should never have to.
No.
So if you're still balancing your checkbook, why all the subtraction?
Right.
Just have the computer do it.
Yes. I hate receipts. You ever, do you even know how to do long division anymore?
I could figure it out. Yeah, yeah. Okay. I could do long D, but let's see. like a full-on, like... algebra Dude, equation would take me a while.
Fourth grade, no one can beat me in long D.
Really?
No one. They bring up fifth graders. Didn't have a D long enough.
Really?
Yeah. I 180 divided by 11. I was like Rain Man up in there.
Yeah.
Raining on the D.
What is 180 divided by 11?
3 points. 180 divided by 11? Yeah. Well, I would need a dry erase board. I would need
an
X board. I wasn't doing it in my head.
You're not a mental D guy. No, you need your D's on paper.
Yeah.
Got it.
Yep.
Got
so, it. Yeah, they brought it. There was, I was literally like 365-1 in fourth grade. I lost once to the dumbest girl in class. Got me.
Dang. 365-1? So did you play on leap day or something? You just got caught up? You did a full year of math.
I didn't even realize I said the days in the year. That's kind of my Rain Man abilities.
Just happens.
Yeah.
Just happens that way. Yeah, I don't... checkbooks, subtraction. There's no reason to do math. There's no reason to write anything down even anymore. Each time I have to sign something, I'm like, this is embarrassing because I've lost all of my handwriting abilities.
Oh my gosh. When I started, this didn't occur to me, and I guess that makes sense, but especially when we were started to go on tour a little bit and people would ask for my autograph, and I was just like, here, and I just, I mean, what is this? You know, I'm like, what are you going to just tell people that was mine? Like, yeah,
oh, dude.
It's embarrassing. I just need to start saying like, let's just stick to a selfie. I don't even know what.
I mean, at least you might have been prepared for that. I signed probably 40 autographs in Louisville. I was not prepared for that.
Oh, when you went out and met people?
Yeah, yeah,
everyone
yeah.
Everyone wanted an autograph.
Seriously. And then people were like, oh, so you come up and do comedy, you don't even bring your own ink pen or whatever. People were like mad at me for not having a Sharpie, like ready to sign stuff.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah, that's true. So when I
was like, I don't know this
one. I went on tour with John, I kind of did what you did. I was like, I'll go out there and... It was a couple of years ago. I was like, go out there and see if anyone wants to talk to me.
Say hi.
And it's amazing how many people want to just grab a photo and they're like, will you sign this? And so I'm just scribbling. I mean, I don't know.
People were like joking, but like kind of upset. Like, yeah. Do you have anything I could sign? No. Well, do you have a Sharpie? No. I
listen.
What do you want? This is my first time ever doing. I don't know what to expect.
That's great. Yeah.
And then it's been all over since then. Haven't done it again.
Yeah.
No autographs, no pictures.
I had my first kind of like, if I've said this before, I apologize. I don't really think I have. My first strange fan interaction where I was like, I think I just leveled up in my fame.
We talking about what happened yesterday?
I don't know.
Let's talk about that later.
Okay. But this was, I was at a funeral for my grandma. And someone working in the funeral home was like, actually, you're Trey, right? I'm like, yes. And I was kind of like, this seems kind of a weird place. She's like, I'm a big fan. Could you sign this for me?
Really?
At a funeral, I was like, it seems, and I wasn't that upset, but I'm like, whatever, but it seemed a little bold of her.
Pretty bold.
But I was like, I could write that down one day, you know? Yeah, I was so famous, people at funerals were asking me if...
That's not bad, yeah.
But then no one, I get recognized once a week, so I'm being facetious. But it's, unless we go, the other day I was like, dude, I'm bummed we had to postpone the tour. Instead of meeting at the crib, let's meet at this new coffee shop where it's just filled with white people. And
the place is cool.
And I had this is what you're talking about.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I had a group of six, number one, I don't know why they weren't in school, but these like group of five or six girls that were what, 15. I can't even, a girl could be 9 or 19. I'd be like, that's the same age.
Let's go 14.
You know, braces, cute, sweet girls. Like, are you Trey? Oh my gosh. And they're all taking selfies. And this old man walks up nearby. He's like, well, geez, are you famous or just popular? What are you?
He said something like.
He's like, that's a target-rich environment. He was kind of saying like.
You're in a really good spot to like make some moves on some women.
It was a classic old man joke. But to in his defense, like I said, I'm about to be 28. A girl could be 12 or 18. I can't tell the difference. I'm like, if you are more than 3 years younger than me, you're a child. Stay away from me, please. Mm-hmm. But then you get up to, this guy's in his 60s. He's like, what is he? How old's her daughter? He probably is thinking.
Yeah, everyone's 25 to him.
Yeah.
He has no idea.
And we were all just uncomfortable, like, Yeah, I was being cordial. Yeah, you know. Oh, I'm on YouTube. He's like, well, geez. He's like, I need to get on YouTube. He's like, but, because with a face like this, I'd scare the balls off a pool table.
It's a good old man quote.
Yeah. Which was like, oh, that's kind of funny.
It's a really good old man quote.
But we were all just kind of like, yeah, sir. They were children. Please stop.
Yeah, we thought he was joking about their age. And then we realized, oh, he's giving Trey a hard time because he had so much like female attention.
Right.
So now we've kind of like led into this joke of like, yeah, Trey's a ladies' man with these 14-year-olds. Oops.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, that was just a
He was a funny old man, though.
He was. It was great. Good time. But sweet girls.
Sweet girls.
Very, I mean, confident young ladies.
Yeah.
The way they approached me, a stranger, with confidence and took a selfie with me, I've yet to attain. I still...
Just in general.
I mean, I could be like, hey, let's, I still kind of ask Katie. I'm like, hey, we're in Target. I can't find that. Would you go talk to him? I still do that. I don't like it. I'm still a scared little boy deep down.
I will catch myself doing stuff like that when like someone, like the restaurant has messed up my order. I know they've messed up my order. I know what I said out loud. I know I ordered this and they got me this, and I'll still hit them with a, hey, I think I should have fries with this. Like I know deep down.
So you know, I said, give me my fries. I do want my fries I ordered. But then you, or if you ever done this, ask me, you're the Chick-fil-A drive-in person.
It's a great day at Chick-fil-A. Where can I start?
Okay, I'm going to a Chick-fil-A. The service is usually great.
Go to Popeye's. Sorry, having a rough day, sir.
Sir.
I'm so excited.
Is this a bit too much of your pleasure? Just sir. I want strips, and I mean chicken.
Keep your clothes on.
Now, what will that, that'll be it for me.
Sorry, that was my biggest fantasy, to act out the role of a Chick-fil-A employee, and I screwed it up.
I've just been applying to Chick-fil-A's left and right. I can't.
Okay, sorry. It's a great day at Chick-fil-A. Can I get a name?
Trey.
Awesome.
Kennedy.
Oh my god.
Trey Kennedy. Yeah.
Oh, sorry. I gotta be.
Sorry. I mean, but... just Trey. I'm sorry.
Oh my gosh.
I just spit that out sometime.
What can I get started for today?
2.4 million. I mean the number two with four sauces. I'm sorry. Freudian slip.
And so you like the number two and the four sauces. What would you like as your side?
I would do the superfood salad, please. Trying to, you know.
Okay, superfood salad. And what to drink?
I'll do a sweet, unsweet, about 80% unsweet, 20% sweet.
You know what? We can do that. Okay. 80% sweet, 20% unsweet. And will that be all for you today?
Yes.
All right. Go ahead and pull forward. It'll be after the white sedan.
You got it. I won't get too close. Bore.
No. I didn't know where I was just supposed to be a Chick-fil-A employee.
And then you say, you tell me to enjoy my food.
Oh, enjoy your food. Have a great day.
You too.
My pleasure.
When I said you too, I mean, thanks. That's the worst.
Have a nice flight. You too.
You too.
Dang it. You work for TSA.
That is the worst, dude.
Yeah. I don't want to make that joke. It was going to involve me too and you too. You can fill in the blanks. I'm not going to make that joke.
Like you two the band?
Yes. Mm-hmm. That's what I was going to say. It was going to be about you two the band.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How they were
let's talk about
forefront of the Me Too movement.
Where are they?
Or no, they...
It was like, no, they were, but it was
you
like...
You two.
It was like, oh, I have these random like 14 songs on my iPod I didn't ask for. Oh, Me Too.
Me Too.
That's why they were at the forefront
right.
of the Me Too movement.
That did feel a bit...
That was intrusive.
Intrusive.
Yes.
Get off my... You Too. I got You Too'd, which is far less severe than getting Me Too'd. I have to do that disclaimer to, you know...
But still annoying.
Still, I did not like that.
Getting You Too'd.
Getting You Too'd. We've all experienced. Anyone with an iPhone got You Too'd.
Yeah.
Which is... not okay. And, you know, they've put a stop to it, which is good.
Yeah.
And if you are paying attention, nobody cares about YouTube.
No.
Anymore.
I feel like every new...
They need a YouTube channel or something.
They need to, yeah.
YouTube.
Huh.
But yeah, I was at like a Bible study last night with all my closest friends, 18 people. And when I speak, I get nervous. Not a public speaker at all.
Really?
Yeah.
That's so intriguing to me.
Yeah.
I don't understand that.
Well, Rain Man.
365-1. I mean, yeah. Think about my long D. I mean, so, come on. Yeah. Not meant to speak.
Exactly.
It's meant to learn and mm-hmm. math.
Right. I've never performed. I'm just a robot reciting what I've memorized. when you think about it.
Wow. It's not at all deep. Sad. That's really nice.
Yeah. I cry myself to sleep.
Are you more of a two-stepper, more of a swing dancer? Neither?
Neither. Hard no. To
really?
Both of those. Oh,
growing up?
Oh, my. People who swing dance or two-step are the rhythmless white people. That's
they
all
are.
I got.
That's what I learned.
See, I don't need all that because I can hit a little bit of this. And I can.
Sure.
Yeah. I'm the white guy in a white setting where the white people are going, you know. So you, how
do teach
you?
Me this one?
And it's a, I take great pride in that. And then I do,
I
try a little bit. And some folks, they're like, I can't do that. And I know that. And some are like, if you just show me, I could, and I have to look in the eyes and say, God did not give you the ability to ever be able to do this.
You know what you should do? Run some numbers. Probably don't run the shoot dance.
I tried to collab with this YouTube guy, this influencer one time. And this was years ago when my big shtick at the time, classic video, if you've been to Day One, or was the cleaning while, or dancing while cleaning.
Doing the WAP.
So any people, those days have kind of passed. Remember the glory years, 2017? Every other week, there was a new dance. Like, how do I keep up with this?
Yeah.
The Bernie, the WAP, the jerk, the
whip.
The whip.
Nay-nay.
The dab, the nay-nay.
Yeah.
I mean, it was a gold mine. Built my career on that. Okay? And so this guy's like, let's kind of collab. Let's do that video of yours. You know, there's a couple new dances out. And at the time, the shoot dance was new.
Sure.
Shoot, shoot. And he's like, okay, show me. And I'm kind of doing it. And I'm just met the guy. So I'm being patient and kind. And immediately.
The fact that you have to show him shows me he can't dance.
Immediately, I realize this guy doesn't have an ounce of rhythm in his whole being.
I mean, there's no moves to it.
But he was really determined, right? And you props to him. He's like, I'm going to get this. And after 45 minutes, I go, you literally can't do this. So we got to move on. He's like, no, I got him. Like, you will never be able to do this.
Your best is still going to look bad on camera, and I don't want to post that.
So that was it. That was tough.
Yeah, that's like bringing me back some memories to like, yeah, 2014-ish maybe, of just 2015, of like, all right, now show me, how are you doing the whip exactly? Mm-hmm. It's like, if I'm having to show you how to do this very simple move, mm-hmm. it's not really, you're more of a swing dancer, probably.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't think that hip-hop is really where you're going to thrive dancing.
Who has fun grabbing a partner and just going 1-2-1, 1-2-1, 1-2-1, spin, 1. Oh.
And here's one thing that I noticed that I didn't say out loud to anyone at the time, but some of those like spins and flips looks, I mean, just like weirdly sexual. Mm. Like he'll like have the girl like in, you know what I'm talking about. You've definitely seen this before. Like he's like lifting her up. Then her like legs become spread and just like shoves her into his like stomach.
Yeah.
And he's like, boom. Yeah. And then like up again and like shoves her back down.
Nice to meet you. What's your name, Madison? We're just two-step. And we're just, and then he's like,
right in here.
He looks around. He's got her in like almost a headlock or something and spins her out of it. And you're like, oh, this is okay. And the guys who are the worst guys at a two-step, I mean, where his thing is that he's like good at it, quote unquote. So he grabs a girl and he's just flinging her all over the place. And that guy always has a Bible verse tattoo on his wrist. Oh, that guy is just like, yeah, this is my thing. What's your name?
This is like an egg beater in there.
Yeah.
Just spinning them
pick
all
her
around.
Up. They even do the flip. Like, geez. Talking about, there's a YouTube.
Girls get done and they're like, that was so fun. And then their hair is just completely messed up.
Yeah.
They just did 49 spins.
Yeah, she got YouTube stepped. She didn't ask for this. It's like a milder version where she's like, I mean, he didn't do anything too inappropriate, but he flipped me without my consent. Which is a strange experience, I'm sure, as a woman.
I don't think I was asking for it by any means.
He just came up to me. He didn't do anything disrespectful besides he just flipped me out of nowhere.
I didn't want to be flipped.
Oh.
We just had lasagna.
Yeah.
Come on, ask first.
Yeah, you took me to Olive Garden before this.
Yeah, carb-loaded. Jeez.
I've recently joined a gym back. It's been great. Been going.
Oh.
I've been avoiding it. I'm like, I don't love the idea of working out with a mask, but like, obviously, I'm going to wear these for a while. I'll do what I got to do. And it was just surprising. I mean, everyone gets their temperature checked when they come in. I guess that's good. It's kind of nice that I have a daily temperature check. It's a little bit nice. Like, so just so you know, I don't have a fever.
Yeah, that is so nice. Where do they check it on your body?
Well, it's, you go in the sauna.
Yeah.
You know, they do those things right to the forehead.
Okay.
It goes, boop, you're good.
When I see the wrist checks, I'm like, no way this is accurate. I've
never seen this.
I've been wrist checked twice. Like, I'll come in from the cold. Like, it's 40 degrees outside. As soon as I walk in, oh, can I check your wrist? Yeah, it's going to say 65 degrees probably. There's no way this is accurate. Like, I 62, just walked in.
62, I should be fine.
Yeah.
I'm like, I need to see somebody. That's true. They just have, like, an old lady doing the motherly, just like, come here, come here.
Your cheeks look a little red. Let me feel you.
There's no way anyone's ever, like, you feel warm. I'm like, yeah, I'm not a cadaver. Yeah. I hope I have some warmth running through.
Yeah, get a little blood flowing.
Let me hear. Let me see. Katie will start doing that. Yeah, I'm hot.
Also, the back of the hand.
Yeah.
Whenever we feel other things, it's like, let me get a really accurate depiction of how this feels.
Yeah.
Hmm. Is this MacBook Pro? Let me see.
That's running a fever, isn't it?
That's definitely MacBook Pro. Like, we don't ever feel anything. What kind of material is this?
Yeah.
Huh. Carbon fiber, maybe? I don't know. I can't touch with the inside of my hand. Oh, there we go.
Let's go to some YouTube comments. We want to thank everyone for checking us out on Trey Kinder Studios' YouTube channel. Last week's episode got a lot of love. Here's my suggested videos. Can you imagine if it just said a bunch of, that could be a funny bit from there on. It's just horrible videos in the suggested column. How to make bomb. No. That's,
whoa, that's weird.
That doesn't, no. I'm a sexy married woman in your area. Just kidding. I'm not in your area.
Oh, let's go, Zynga! Rebecca.
Rebecca Richmond with the zinger.
I did get a lot of bot comments on my post from a while back. So thank you guys.
Cassie B says she's also shocked that you do not have Amazon Prime, but it's not as shocked as me. I really threw a fit.
I remember that.
Name me one. Derek, you have Amazon Prime?
I do, and it's $129.99.
So thank you. Wrong. Okay. I said $150?
And I said $100.
Thank you.
$129.
You're the only person I know who doesn't have it.
Really?
So you're willing to tell me. You're just this person who you patiently wait for something you want?
It is bizarre. When you say it out loud, it's like, whoa, something's wrong with me.
It is. Something's wrong with you, dude.
I think if I was ordering as much crap as you and Katie are on a daily basis, sure, I'd get Amazon Prime. Every single day I've come to Trey's house for 3 weeks straight, there's something on his porch.
Oh, yeah.
It's amazing. The Amazon. Every day.
I feel like I think Amazon should do the thing where, like, when you get married and they see you, like, add a female to your account, they should send you emails like, heads up, orders will increase.
Heads up. You'll know several of us by
name
soon.
Yeah, I got, for the basement bathroom, I just got to get, like, matching soap canister. Like, what are you, stop. Amanda Brin, with the new setup, we get to see more of those thighs.
Well, I'm covering them up.
No, we got to get those shorts back.
Covering them up. Hey, maybe special thing. Once we get to 1,000 Do Less guest, 5-inch inseam. You hear that?
Oh, let's go. We're going 5 inches. Lizzie Burt, thanks for the Desiest podcast. That's right. Also, Mormon is just a nickname. The actual name of the church is Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. I know we get the word for longest name. Lizzie Burt, I got to say, that's a super Mormon-sounding name. Thanks for commenting. That's on brand.
I love even like the Kansas City Chiefs.
It's second to Emma Schrock.
That's
more Amish. They're like cousins, I think.
Are they different?
Or like Mennonites? Two are kind of a brand that...
They're a brand. Yeah,
similar,
yeah.
But...
It's like Nike and Under Armour. Same thing. The Chiefs have one...
I'm very proud of my suggestive videos. They're very normal. Which it makes sense to me.
I'm just football, hot ones, and our podcast.
Yeah.
For the most part. Any other good comments?
BE said, love you guys. Kayla said, I don't have Amazon Prime either. Everyone reacts the same way Trey did.
Oh, look at this. First of all, this girl's name is Desire, so I'm not surprised by her comment.
Desire Newton. Can't wait to see you guys in Toledo. Can't wait either. He said, please show those thighs, Jake.
I can't tell if people like them or hate them. They're very mixed.
And then my cheesy friend said, do less guests in the house. Come on. So appreciate the comments. Fire them up, man. We're going to be reading them each week on the YouTube comments section. Yeah, fire them up.
Get that engine going.
And for every good comment, we should get you a pair of podcast pants. And every week we just trim off an inch.
Podcast pants.
We're going to do that.
Okay.
Those look like new pants.
These are new pants. Thank you.
You're killing it.
I ordered them online. I don't love how... Actually, let's not talk about my pants.
Okay.
I don't really want to talk about
my pants. Yeah, that's fine. Dusty's podcast. And yeah, become a Jewel-less guest. TreyKennedy.com/DLG You get a bonus podcast every week.
Every.
It's a good time.
Dang week.
It is a good time. Should we... How about a little two guidance.
Ooh, both have things in our throat. What's going on down here?
I'm getting some drainage.
Drainage.
Which is a weird thing we call that. I got drainage. You've never heard of that?
No, I have. I was just trying to think of something to say.
Yeah, I got some bad seepage. Bad.
That's a fun word.
We should normalize that. For if you have runny nose. Oh, I'm just... Seeping all over the place.
Cold front must have came through. I got some nasal seepage. That's weird.
Ugh.
Oh,
it's brutal.
Gosh, sorry. I got to run the restroom. My sewage is leaking. Yeah. You know me. Yeah, I just went swing dancing. Mm-hmm. Did not want to get flipped. Here I am. Got sewage coming out.
Like a ventricular force for my organs.
What was that first word you said?
I'm not super confident in the word.
It sounded like you were going to say ventriloquist, and then it ended
ventricular force.
Yeah, like
it's pretty obvious that's what it's called, dude. Ventricular. V-N-T-I.
Yeah,
cool. No, I'm sorry. V-N-T-R-I-Q.
Sure.
This is one of those weird words where there's not a W. There's not a U after it. V-E-N-T-R-I-Q-I-F-I-C-A-L.
Ventricular. That's... Come on, guys. Don't act like you haven't heard it.
It's, again, Rain Man vibes. I'm sorry, but it's this whole phenomenon where you just spin around enough. you seep. But only a certain... Okay, two guidance. We'll have segments next week. We'll have jingles next week. I forgot to send them to Derek. So, very professional.
Come on, Derek. Jeez.
It's your fault, Derek. I don't know.
It's a test. Hack into Trey's email. Get the files. Have them ready.
What's up, Tyler? How you doing?
Oh, I thought that was his email. No, you're like, he sent it to the wrong podcast. Yeah, yeah.
What's up, guys? Love the pod. Keep up the good work. Thanks, Tyler. My buddy has some unhealthy eating habits. We all want him to get healthier. He says he wants to lose weight, but he's a picky eater. I know Trey hates this, as do I. I do. Whenever we go out, he says, I don't care where we go, just somewhere with chicken fingers. Anyway, me and my buds don't want to push him too hard, that he will resent us, but we also want to get him healthy. Thanks, guys. Ty. Thanks, Ty, for listening to the pod, number one. Thanks for sending that in. Jake, do you have any insights?
Thanks, Ty. First of all, I am somewhat...
First of all, screw this guy.
First of all...
what a chump.
I'm somewhat...
But don't tell him that.
...of a picky eater, so I lean more towards your friend. But the fact that he says chicken fingers, to me, says something's off with this guy.
Mm.
Like, in my head, I might be thinking, like, I hope they have some chicken options. One, because I like it. Two, because I'm allergic to red meat. But the, like, saying chicken fingers immediately makes me 15 years less old than I am.
Yeah, he's...
Do they have fish sticks?
I think there's a guy who, he defaults to the kids menu. I'm like, sir, you're a man. He's like, listen, could you help me with the kids menu if I order, like, five of the orders? I need 11 chicken fingers.
I want as many... I have 10 fingers. I want 10 fingers.
Yeah.
And a chocolate milk.
Mm-hmm.
Please?
Yeah, I don't... See, I've had a good friend of mine who got a little big. And my strategy has been to kind of let him know, because I love him, I make fun of him for being fat. Is how I kind of let him know, like, hey, you're kind of getting big and I notice it. Here's me... You know, he'll be like, man, I'm hungry. And I'll be like, I bet you are.
Mm-hmm.
Little quips like that that
sure,
I think
fun.
He thinks is he loves.
Yeah.
And it lets him know.
How you feel.
In a loving way.
So you're saying employ the same strategy to Ty's friend.
Yeah, yeah. It's like, I don't care where we go as long as they're chicken fingers. It's like,
oh, but is your... Sorry, did you coordinate with your mom? Will she be picking you up when you're done?
Yeah.
Because you're 14 years old.
Will your mom be picking you up? And by that, I don't mean literally, obviously, because you're 600 pounds. And it's kind of like everyone's like, ha, 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 ha. And he's like, oh, that was kind of funny. But in the back of my head, he's like, that made me really sad. I should
probably drop down to 500 pounds and stop eating the chicken fingers.
Yeah.
Yeah. That makes sense.
Yeah.
Dude, I've gotten three phone calls since we've been recording here today. Why are so many people? It's like the
hump day.
Pump
day.
Oh.
That's the new teleprompter's holiday. It's the telemarketer's Monday. Is hump day. People don't realize that.
I didn't.
They typically work Monday to Wednesday to Monday. Wednesday to Sunday.
Here's a tip for your picky friend. Just become extremely hungry and then your standards are going to drop. You get hungry enough. That's what I found, where it's like, I will eat anything. I don't care.
Oh, that's a good point.
Even stuff I've previously thought, I don't know if I would love it.
Yeah.
I'm so hungry.
I've heard humans taste like pork.
I read that in a book, and see, I would love to know, but
that's why I get allergic. I think, as we all do, I get on weird rabbit holes sometimes. Like, there's one time randomly where I was like, somehow I was reading some serial killer thing, and then a cannibalist thing, and then I'm like, what do humans taste like?
Mm-hmm.
So maybe that's something I'll do as a kind of a thing, fun thing. If I pull up the YouTube on the side, it'll be like, talking to a cannibal.
Yeah.
The buttocks is the best.
Yeah. I've always thought that's where I would start.
Mm-hmm.
I want to see like a YouTube video, like BuzzFeed, like total like title to it. Like, these 8 body parts don't taste as bad as you think. Number 9 will leave your jaw dropped. Wink.
Yeah.
It is like, the jaw.
I got to click through to number 9.
Yeah. Yeah. Because I bet it's the jaw.
Yeah.
I want to eat it.
Yeah.
A lot of tendons.
Maybe?
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you had to put barbecue sauce on a body part of, I almost said Katie, but I was like, that's not answer. Let's not answer it that way. Never mind.
Yeah.
Just a random
be married
person.
A year first.
You're like trapped in the Alps. You're hiking. Uh-oh. Your friend is frozen now.
All you got's barbecue sauce.
All I have is barbecue sauce and my frozen friend. Where are you putting it on and where do you start eating? And there's a fire. There's a fire.
Okay.
So you have a fire in one hand.
Eating your friend's one thing, but having to suck on them like a lollipop.
Yeah.
It's like, well, I guess I got to work on the ankle.
So you have
that would be tough. Tough way to go.
Fire, frozen friend, barbecue sauce. What do you eat?
I'd probably just grab a piece of thigh and do some like cracklings.
What?
You know, just get the fat off.
Oh, okay.
Cracklings.
What about the hair?
The hair?
Mm-hmm.
Am I hiking with a typical boy or girl, or boy with long hair, girl with short hair?
I would say typical boy, short hair, but I mean, he's got some hair on his legs.
Mm. So I think similar to chicken, you got to boil it and you kind of pluck it.
Okay.
Yeah. Can we change the subject?
Yeah, we can.
And then the barbecue sauce. I think I toss that over the mountain. I don't need that.
Really?
I'm an enthusiast. Do I have salt? Maybe I do a little workout. I collect my salt.
Sure. This is good. I went to someone's house the other day and they had a Himalayan salt rock. You ever seen those?
Yes. They're cool. They cook on it?
I guess. I don't know. I've never even seen or heard this, but they're like, yeah, you just like rub this sock. No. Salt rock.
Yeah. To get the calluses off? You ever seen that?
Yeah. You take I use a Wilson, but you can use whatever brand of sock you want. You just kind of rub it against the rock. No. You rub the rock against this like cheese grater looking thing, and that's how you salt your stuff.
Oh, I'm talking about, they also sell like, there's a big, you just get a huge rectangle chunk of salt and you heat that. I guess it can conduct heat and you,
science,
you cook on the just salt block.
Oh, this pretty is like cool, an right? actual rock with salt on it. That
it's
everyone.
No, it's just a big solid piece of salt.
Really? There's no rock?
Do you know what salt is?
I do. I didn't
it
know.
It is a rock, I guess.
The whole rock is made of salt?
Yeah.
That's like a chicken or the egg thing. So does it become a rock once it gets big enough? Or is it, it's never a rock. Salt. It's salt the whole time.
Well, salt, you don't come across salt like beaches of salt. I think you can. But salt, I think, is typically just a big solid mass that we granulate. I don't know. Whoa.
I feel like most
this
rocks
is confusing.
Are not made of salt. But you're saying this one is. So this is like a special rock.
No, I'm going to stick to what I said. Salt is it's like a mountain.
You said that you never come across a salt beach, which, to be honest, got me nowhere. I don't know what that has to do
with well, like what we're talking about. Where does salt come from?
Here's something. I mean, you never put salt on chicken fingers, so.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. Salt's gross. Someone who doesn't like salt. No salt.
It doesn't matter. We don't have to get to the bottom of the salt rock.
Okay, thing. Let's do a little, why are you doing so much?
Just thought it was interesting. Last point. Everyone comes over, is like, whoa, look at this cool rock. Everyone who's ever been to her house has touched this rock, but I'm supposed to put it on my scalloped potatoes. No thanks.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, that's all I have to say.
Thank you for sharing.
Don't get a Himalayan salt rock. Yeah. Just use normal salt.
Yeah.
You can find it on the beaches.
Right.
Just find it there.
why are you doing so much? People who name their cars. That's my...
Oh,
I think Gabe emailed that to us. Thanks, Gabe. People who name their cars, oh, that's brutal. What do I name this? Yeah, this one's Frederick. I bought this 08 Ford sedan. Everyone meet Frederick.
Yeah.
No, everyone. as a car, who cares?
It usually like goes along with the car a little bit as well. Like, this is my Honda Civic. I call her Honda Ronda.
Yeah.
You know, it always goes along with it.
Yeah.
This is my Volkswagen. I call her Volva. Oh, yeah. Wouldn't do that.
Yeah. I'm missing this one today. 12 years of driving her. She'd always been great. She's my sweet, sweet RAV4. Call her. I'm not going to say it.
Okay.
My sweet RAV4, Chloe.
Mm.
She lost her axles. Her axle went out. I don't know what I'm going with this. Okay.
I don't know if I don't want to step on your punchline so it's coming. I couldn't tell if you had something or not.
Nope. It's not. It was one of those. I'm taking a little note out of your friend's comedian book. So
never gonna believe this. My car has a name. I remember in college we were kind of like, we would name a lot of our stuff. Like to the point where like everything had a name. Mm-hmm. You could talk about stuff without other people knowing. But now I'm an adult and I don't just eat chicken fingers, and I don't think anything I own has a name. Except for some of my friends. Not all my friends, but definitely some of my friends have names.
Yeah. I'm gonna name my kids can get the name when they earn it.
Yeah.
What do I say? 1, 2, 3. One. Well, you give me your assignment, you know, and once they make it, maybe what do you want to be?
It's like a kind of a progressive movement. Some people are choosing to let their child choose their own sex, their own gender. I am going to do the kind of opposite of that. Like, they'll be a certain gender, but they won't get a name until they earn it.
Yeah.
And I think that's right. Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's good. They'll be Mr. Dad. And then when you're 18, you can call me, you know, once you're an adult, I'm still your elder, but we're friends. So it's no longer Mr. Dad, it's Dad.
Yeah, that's so casual.
Do you feel confident calling, you know, people like our parents' age? Do you feel comfortable calling them their first name?
People that are, yeah.
Okay, you're fully on board with that.
Yeah.
Katie and her people, they still do this weird, like, that's Mrs. Susan. I'm like, you're 28. Just call her
like
Susan.
Like prefix and then her first name?
That too, I guess. It took me a while, and then I think recently, last year or two, I'm like, you know what? I'm old enough. I'm an adult. I have a job, kind of.
Yeah.
I'm just going to confidently, if I meet a person that's 62 and he's Jerry, I'm going to say, what's up, Jerry?
Yeah.
I'm not going to do a little Mr. Samson. He's like, you know, call me Jerry. I'm not going to do that.
Yeah.
I'm just going to do it at this point. I felt like it took me a while, and I wasn't sure. Because, yeah, Katie's like, well, it's like a Southern polite thing. Mm-hmm. Where it's still Mrs. Miss Karen. Just call her Karen.
Yeah, I kind of take a little pride in my ability to, like, relate to, like, much older adults.
Yeah.
Especially when I worked in youth ministry. I had these, like, kids' parents that I was, like, trying to, like, become friends with as well. Mm. It's like, we're only going to become such good friends if I call you Miss McCullough.
Yeah.
Where it's like, I want to be able to call you by your first name and be like, man.
What's your first name?
Jenny. Jenny, sure.
J Mac. Maybe do that. Maybe take another step.
Go nickname.
Yeah, man. Hey, this is my, Katie's like, this is my uncle, Jimmy Butler, which would be cool.
That's sick.
Yo, what's up, J-Butt?
J-Butt.
What, no, Pork Butt. What's up, Pork Butt?
How's that?
I might just double down. Didn't you have a buddy who, it's like, he's like 28, married a 50-year-old?
Yeah. Just got engaged this week.
So maybe, yes, you gotta be warned. If you're like, what's up, Jenny? Jenny! And then you're like, oh, I'm engaged to her. Maybe I should have stuck with Miss Henderson.
Yeah.
Took this a little too far.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, gotta be careful.
I mean, I guess I don't want to... Do you think he still calls her, like, Miss Henderson? And now he's like, no, your last name, so I'll call you Miss Jackson or whatever.
Yeah, I don't know. It's interesting because the way they know each other is she was our college professor.
Oh, Professor Henderson.
So, yeah, Professor Henderson. And then he's like, that's a little too formal.
Professor Henderson, can I go to the bathroom? He really went from can I go to the bathroom to can I be your husband?
Can I take you to the bathroom?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's where they're at now.
Yeah. Backhand, your small, your back.
That's nice.
That's tough to do. I don't have the dexterity to.
Help me out.
It's like, pick me up, babe. What? Take me to our marital home. And he's trying to pick her up with his backhand.
You know I prefer the backhand. So,
I got to work on these deltoids a little more.
Why are you doing so much of the week is, dang it. Why did I start that sentence if I didn't know what it was? I got to look.
Why are you doing so much?
Oh,
thanks for coming on the podcast again, man.
Dude.
Congrats to ask you.
Honestly, such a pleasure.
Thank you.
to be on the what is it again? Oh, the Do Less God Bless podcast. Yeah, sorry, I had to look back at the screen. I couldn't remember what it was called. Why you doing so much is websites password protection. Couple things to say here. One, I don't love as you're typing a password and it shows you that your password is weak. I don't like that feeling.
Weak.
Oh, I'll show you then.
Yeah.
Pound sign, exclamation point, at sign.
And their grading scale is so different.
Oh,
I feel
like
some, I'm like, what do I got to do? My, to this day, I have a, my ESPN sign in is like Trey.
Go ahead and say it.
Yeah. And then, well, it's not the password, but it's the user. It's Trey and then like 21 numbers. I remember getting furious because I'd be like, I was like Trey 3, you know, whatever. Like username is taken. It's like Trey 2010-3 taken. Trey 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, like taken. And I was like, and I had to like write it down. I've somehow memorized it to this day when I signed at ESPN. It's like Trey 22 numbers.
Wow.
I was like, I'll show you.
Man, I would love to see those numbers in a long D. Mm-hmm. Wow. That could be special.
I could do it.
So yeah, the one is you're creating a password. I think it's so funny being told that your password
is weak.
Under 60
seconds, I can do it. 0 to 60 and long D and under 60. Like, any one of them.
Yeah, being told your password is weak. Like if that catches you on a bad day, that can make you really sad. Like I've had a rough day and now my password is weak. Come on.
Gosh.
But what really bothers me is when it's like a website you don't go to that often. Like, I need my PayPal password. So I know my email. My email is always the same. Always going to be that. And then it's like, all right, what in the world is my PayPal email? So I enter in like my typical one. It's like incorrect, but it doesn't tell you. Here's the idea, $1 billion idea. Tell me what you require in a password. Like PayPal might require a number and a symbol.
Yeah.
But like ESPN may only require just a number, but then other places might require like an uppercase letter and a number.
Yeah.
If you tell me that, then I know what my password
is.
But I'm having to do 6 different guesses every time. I'm tired of it, Trey.
With the dadgum captcha?
Dude,
what
yesterday?
Just want to make sure you're not a robot. Okay, robots for sure have like articulating hands at this point. They could easily click this.
Okay, glad
and
you brought that up.
Aren't you a robot?
Hey, you are.
Yeah.
This is fine.
You worry about you, dude.
Yeah, one of us is and one of us isn't. That's fine. I'm good with that 1-to-1 ratio.
Or they make some of these like, I mean, and then they're like, all right, out of these images, like click what has a crosswalk. And I fail that 3 times. I'm like, oh, dude, I'm a long D expert.
Mm-hmm.
Am I just trying to log into ESPN Fantasy Sports, or is this the dang ACT?
Mm-hmm.
Why is this so difficult?
Literally yesterday, and now I can't remember what website it would have been that was so protected. But I had the crosswalk one to start, and I was like, there's a little bit of this one in this box. Does that count? I don't know. I did it. And then it had me do another one of like, click all the stoplights. I did that one. I kid you not, I bet I did 6. Click all the stairs. Click all the train tracks. Click all the birds. I was like, is this ever going to end? So that was annoying. And then, but however, Trey, second thing that I saw somewhere on the internet months ago, but there's no actual wrong or right answer to those things. That is Google learning. It's like using artificial intelligence to learn what a crosswalk is. So you could like enter that in wrong and still get into the website. It's just like them trying to do like machine learning and try to learn like what does a kind of grainy stoplight look like.
We're powering them up. That's how they eventually. That's how they change the world. And then it's eventually they're like, tell us how to best diversify our portfolio. And you're like, okay, I do a little bit of this. And they're like, wait. What advice am I giving you here?
Show us how to show compassion and emotion.
Yeah.
Like, no.
Yeah.
No.
Which of these would you empathize with most? You know, like, which of these would create the greatest human laughter? Okay, I would just...
Running the numbers?
Yeah, running.
Or
yeah, you're like, no. I'm not giving you that expert's info.
Yeah, so that might have all been wrong, but...
We're almost done. It's chill. I'm low on power, but... We're high on energy, so we're going to keep flying.
Keep flying.
Derek is on it, man. I mean, this guy.
No low battery notification gets past him.
Uh-uh.
That's what, when we were hiring, we asked him a bunch of questions. None of those mattered.
Right.
Which is in the top left of the screen in the Zoom call. It said low battery.
Which of these would cause you to raise alarm? 60% battery? 20% battery? 5% battery? And he nailed it.
Everyone else said 60%.
Yeah.
What were they thinking?
I don't know. They were robots.
Dumb. Yeah, yeah. They don't even know what a crosswalk is.
That's
also, that's just when it's like... click, I'm not a robot, click this button. No crosswalk, no stoplight, just click this button. How can a robot not do that?
I know.
I don't understand that.
I don't know.
They can't get past that.
Yeah.
They can drive a car, but they can't click a button.
I know.
Explain that to me.
Get out of here,
Steve,
CAPTCHA.
Mark, Jeff.
Yeah. It's always, always their names. I give it 3 years. Next big company will be huge, and it'll be by Dave. I don't know who. Probably a Jewish guy.
Wendy's. They got a Dave involved.
Yeah.
That's his name.
Dave's Double.
What do
you
say? Right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That's his name.
That's yummy.
RIP, but he was a Dave.
Dude, I did a thing for Wendy's a while ago, and like, okay, we're just going to take some content. Just here's a fresh Wendy's Dave's Double. Just like do stuff. I'm like, okay. And like, okay, here's like a shot of me buying it. And I buy it. And I was like, oh my gosh, that's good. I never get Wendy's double cheeseburgers, but I should way more. Any fast food cheeseburger. I mean, it's good. It's good. And it's...
I can't have one. I just take the chicken fingers.
You could do it by now. We'll try it out and we'll do that live. Maybe that's our first live Do Less guest event.
Jake tries
red meat for the first time in 2 years. And we wait. And see if we have any seepage.
Yeah, just see what happens.
Oh, you're like, wait. Nope, I'm okay.
I'm going to do a lot of things for the Do Less guest.
Yeah, Do Less... God bless. Do Less guests come... what am I saying?
That was a weird, like... I think it was like earlier, like...
Come be a Do Less guest. TreyKennedy.com/Do Less guest. No, that's not it either. What am I...
You got this.
TreyKennedy.com/DLG.
If you want to become a guest.
Yes. But thanks for listening again. Do Less, God Bless podcast. That's a wrap. I have a live stream show. All new material, November 24th. Get that now. TreyKennedy.com/live. You don't want to miss it. Gather friends, gather family. Jake is going to open up for it. It's going to be a great time.
Yeah, I'm going to do all those jokes you heard today.
We're going to do a Q&A at the end, us two. So it'll be also a little bit of taste of a live podcast almost.
Yeah, it will be fun.
After all the jokes and new stuff you've never heard before. So thanks for coming on back. Give us 5-star ratings. Subscribe to Trey Kennedy Studios. And we'll talk to you every Friday. We promise.
Goodbye.
Grand Canyon University, an affordable private Christian university, is one of the largest and fastest growing universities in the country, offering more than 270 programs online. In addition to federal grants and aid, GCU's online students received nearly $130 million in institutional scholarships in 2022. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu/myoffer to see the scholarships you may qualify for.